John Murphy, Donald Jones, John Murphy Show, presented by Napa Auto Parts. We're live at One Bills Drive, and we're joined in studio just off the field from last year's Bills second-round draft pick, linebacker Reggie Ragland. Reggie, thanks for coming by here today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
What does this OTA mean for you? What kind of work are you getting in? What are you able to do these days?
Oh, it means a lot. I just got cleared last Thursday, so it's been a week since I got cleared. And right now I'm just out there just doing individuals to get back used to moving around because – moving around, doing rehab is different from moving around on the field. So I'm just working my way back in day by day.
Do you feel rusty? You feel like you getting your legs back under you?
Oh, I feel real rusty. But as the days went on, I started to get more comfortable and my knee started to get more comfortable out there. I'm still sore at times, but I'm always be sore because that's what my doctors tell me.
Some of the, you know, the biggest issue with coming back from any injury is the mental side of things. So, you know, how have they talk to you about attacking that mental side of things?
Just making sure that when we're doing walkthrough, just make sure I'm all up in the hose, just listening to Preston because he's a great role model for me, especially been in the league a few years now. And everything he says, I try to mimic and do behind him as we're going walkthrough. So, but just leaning on the older guys like Marcel, Darius, and Zoe, that play linebacker with us. So I'm just very thankful to have them guys around me.
You shot out that tweet late last week over the weekend. It was like cleared finally. I mean, it's pretty obvious that was a big hurdle for you to get that kind of medical clearance.
Huh? Oh, yeah, because you know, just being away from your teammates, just watching on the sideline, you really can't do nothing. You just feel like you're alienated, and you just feel like you're not a part of the team. But once you get back out there, you're just happy to be there, and I'm just thankful because last year I played at the highest level you could play in college football with Alabama and Coach Saban, and then getting hurt, just watching. You know, when my teammates play last year, it was hurting for me, but it made me realize that God got a plan for me and that I got to go by his rules and on everything. And I know when my chance comes, I'm going to go out there and do what I have to do to be successful.
You think as players, we kind of take it for granted, you know, until something like that happens, you realize, like, man, now I got to sit out a full year. I can't play the game I love.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, because you feel like when you get in the groove and you playing good, and especially with me, my last 2 years when I was at Bama, I finally got to play. And then my first year, I did all right. And then my next year, I came back my senior, and I was up for all these awards. And then my chance coming to the NFL, and then the OGM, Doug Whaley, had me pegged to start. And then you think, it's okay, I'm a rookie, getting a chance to start. Then that happens, it really brings you back down to life. And ever since then, I've been very thankful for everything.
The day that happened, Reggie, I think it was August 5th last summer, as I look back on last season, that might have been, and there were some downs last season, that might have been one of the worst days. I mean, it was just a whole pall was cast over training camp that day. Certainly, it meant a lot to you, but you had to know that your injury kind of brought the whole place down for a long time, it felt like.
Yeah, it felt like that, especially for me, because at first they would tell me I had a slight tear, so that kind of gave me hope. And then when the doctor called me and told me ACL, and then I was telling some of the older guys, that tour, they were kind of upset because I was just finally starting to get used to playing with them and get used to the speed, and then going up against Richie, that knocked me on my tail a couple of times. But that made me a better player to know I got to lower my pass and everything when I'm out there playing. But, you know, like I said, God got a plan for me, and now that I'm finally working myself back into it, I got to be on my stuff mentally as far as my playbook now with the new coaching staff.
You must have had a pretty good sense that camp was going well for you, right, up until that point, right? You were getting a lot of praise for your work so far.
Oh, yeah, it was feeling real good just going out there and just working hard for my teammates. That's the main goal for me. That's what I always try to do, go out there and just work hard for my teammates and make sure that I'm knowing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because the coaches last year brought me in, drafted me for a reason. So I had to come in and make sure I was on my stuff.
Reggie Ragland, Bills linebacker in studio with us. The coaches brought you here for one job, and then through no fault of your own, obviously, the coaching staff changed, and it's a different defense.
Mm-hmm.
What is your fit? What is your role, do you think, in this defense? Have you talked about that with the coaching staff much yet?
Right now they want me to learn Mike since I haven't gotten any rest, but I've just been behind Preston, just watching everything he does. And he's a very smart player and just watching him, everything he does, because he's doing everything right, everything the coaches asked him to do right now. But like I said, they want me to be the mic, and I'm just doing everything I can to learn it, because it's different from being in the classroom and learning, then going out there and lining up in your gaps, make sure you're in the 10, 30, or 40.
Right.
It's a whole lot different. But right now I'm just trying to get every detail that I can.
What'd you play at Alabama?
I played Mike.
You played Mike?
Yeah.
So Now you guys played a 4-3 down there, right?
No, we played a 3-4 in Alabama.
How different is that?
It's different. You know, in 3-4, you line up in 30s and just go. Mm-hmm. But in a 4-3, every time somebody moves, you got to go either from a 10 to a 20, sometimes a 40 or 30. So you really got to know what gap that you're in mm-hmm. soundly. So, but it's new for me. But like I said in an interview a while back, I'm just going to do everything I can that the coaches need me to do. If I got to play Will, Sam, or whatever, I want to. Whatever they need me to do, I'm going to do it.
Reggie, can I ask you, because I'm sure many listeners don't know, but what do you mean when you say 10, 20, 30, 40?
Oh, it's the alignment of the gap. The nose, oh, not the nose, but the center is a 0, then his outside shoulder is a 10, and then the guard 20, 30 mm-hmm. as they go on, so on.
So depending on what look you get from the offense, that determines yeah. which gap you're lining up over.
Yes, sir.
And does that determine what your responsibilities are on that particular
play? Sometimes, because when we most of the time when you're in a 40, most of the time pretty much as me as the mic, I'm be dropping off 3.
Right.
Most of the time, and if I'm in a 10, I either got the back or I got to push out 2 or 3, in which it makes it easy on me. So my Will or the Sam might get hands on them 3, it makes it easier for me. But it all depends at times.
And number 3 is the number 3 receiver.
No, yeah, number 3 receiver on the inside, not right. the outside. We kind of start 1, 2, 3 from the
right.
outside
right.
in.
Did you think last year's defense was difficult? Was it complex?
No, not really. I was picking it up. I was picking it up, especially when you're a rookie, you get the extra meeting time. Mm-hmm. So that really helps out a lot. And like now, I'm picking it up. Yeah. But like I said, it's different. Because actually last year I was getting out there to go through it, mess it up. Because like a lot of the stuff you got to mess up to get it right. And right now, I know once I get my chance to get back out there, I'm going to probably mess a few things up. But as I get on, I got to make the right corrections and I'm going to get it right.
Now in this defense, I remember talking to Bart Scott about when he played Rex Ryan's defense when he first came in the league in Baltimore, and he was the guy that had to really just take on the fullback, and it freed up Ray Lewis. Mm-hmm. It allowed him to kind of just run free and make the tackles. In this defense, you feel like you'll be able to, at the mic position, you'll make plays like that? Or?
I feel like I can. I feel like the coach is going to put us in the right position to be successful, mm-hmm. and I feel like I can as the type of player. I feel like I can be one day, but I got to learn from older guys like Preston mm-hmm. and Lorenzo and Jerry and all them guys. I know I can do it once I get my feet back up under me first.
Yeah.
But I know once I get back out there, I can do it. Just got to give me an opportunity.
What about playing out the outside linebackers? Have you ever had the responsibility of like dropping back in the coverage?
I've never played outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Never. I've always played inside. But like I said, the coach need me to do that. Yeah. I can always learn and do it.
You mentioned Preston a couple of times, and it reminds me of how – you mentioned how smart he is. He's a coach's son, Preston, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He plays like it and acts like it too, right?
Yeah.
His approach to the game and study of the defense.
Oh, yeah, he's very smart. He's very quiet, but don't let the quietness fool you sometimes. But, yeah, the way he comes in every day, he handles himself well. He comes in, coach asks him questions, he knows it right there, right back and forth, and I know when I'm out there on the field just watching, when he comes out the field, I'm always asking him questions about everything we do,
yeah.
and that's I know that's how it got to be for me right now, asking questions from when I was on one of our smartest linebackers and players on the team.
Mm-hmm.
We're with Reggie Ragland, Bills linebacker, as he works his way back from the knee injury last year. Hey, Reggie, you mentioned how being cleared, medically cleared to practice and do what you're doing now, some of the individual work was a big hurdle for you to cross. What do you think the next hurdle is? What are you looking forward to doing next that would, you know, further move you along the path to coming back?
Just really keep getting in shape. Just keep toning my body. Just keep making sure I get to my playing weight. Right now, I'm 253. I want to get to 245 when I first came into college. I know that'll help me out with my injury and as a player on the field. But just really keep getting in shape and just keep learning the playbook and keep asking coaches questions that I need to ask. And if the coach can answer, I know I can ask some of the players on the team about certain things.
Is it easy to – I mean, because you're not out there running around playing football, you know, it's different – to be in running shape and things like that, but then football shape is totally different.
Oh, football shape is totally different.
How hard is that going to be once you get the training camp?
I know I'm going to get back in Alabama heat
and
just really just focus on my mental side. I know when I'm back at home, that 90 degree heat
mm-hmm.
plus the heat index, so it really helps me out my mental state and really get in shape because it really put pressure on my body and makes me really tired than I normally am. So I'm going to do that. And then keep grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I write my notes down and study and just keep being the player I know I can be one day.
Do you have a timetable in mind? Like you're cleared, you're doing the individual work. Do you get into teamwork maybe at camp, training camp, or even before that? Do you think
right now, the key is for me is the work my way back in and just see how I go week by week. But for me, I know training camp is the when I go full tilt with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Full tilt.
You got to be looking forward to that based on what happened last year at camp, huh?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just biting it a bit to get back out there with my teammates and just really get them moving around and thumping.
The way you just reacted, I'm sure, you know, the training staff will probably say, like, listen, we want you to go out there and play full go, but at the same time, we need you to be smart. Because you're going to go out there, like, excited, like, I'm finally back on the field. But, you know, you still have something that you want to pay attention to, but at the same time, you don't want to have to think about your knee.
Right.
So how do you kind of balance that emotion of finally being back, but also making sure you don't, you know, re-injure
Just make sure I keep calm and don't blow my water. Yeah. Just be smart. Because at the end of the day, I know I got to make sure my legs up under me.
Mm-hmm.
And just got to be smart about everything that I do. I know once I get back out there, I'm gonna be ready to fly around.
Yeah,
I know I'm going to have some MEs and some misassignments at first. I know that. But like I said, coach, just let me – hey, I'm just ready to get back to play.
Yeah.
Just ready. It's just hard. Because coming from, like I said, playing from Bama, then coming in – playing with the big boys, big dogs at the National Football League. Somebody's a kid you dream about.
Yeah.
And, like, I got drafted, like, what only few do, less than 1% of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful for this whole opportunity. And, like, knowing me, I'm very hyper as a person. So football helps calm me down a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm just ready to get back out there and start playing.
And that old school music that you like to listen to.
Oh.
You listened to it last week in the bar, or 2 weeks ago in the barbershop.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. If you ever catch me on my Instagram, every morning I'm playing something old school.
What's old school? Give me an example.
Like the OJs.
Oh, yeah.
Temptations sometimes. Go back to 90s music. Like Teddy Riley and all them guys. It's like old. I love older music. I like the vibe.
Yeah.
And I got music nowadays. I know I need to turn up too.
Yeah.
But most part, like I'm always just chilling. Just chilling.
Marcel Darius isn't old school.
Marcel, oh, yeah. We both went to Alabama.
Where does that come from, though? Is that
I think it's just the culture of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know my parents grew up around that. Mm-hmm. Just like going to the old barbecues, being around older people.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom's them age. Like my mom is a beautiful lady, but if you look at her, you couldn't tell the age that she is. And just being around all of them, just listening to the music they listen to. Then I just really like as how I was as a kid growing up. Like I always hung around my older brothers, went everywhere with them, and I hung out with kids my age, but I really hung around my brothers when I was a kid because I'm the youngest of seven.
Oh,
I got five brothers and one sister.
Mm-hmm.
So just being around them and then being around my dad a lot, they listen to music they listen to, I really caught on to that.
I remember when I was here playing, Stevie Johnson and I would try to get them to change the music on game day to what we wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Probably obscene.
It wasn't obscene. It wasn't that bad. They have edited versions of everything. But you ever try to get them, like, can y'all play some old jams?
No, I can't do that right now. I gotta earn that.
I gotta earn that.
See, you can learn from listening to your elders once in a while.
Oh.
About music and everything.
Always.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Hey, Reggie, thanks. We've room for you. We're hoping you No, we're hoping you get out there soon. And you're obviously it's good that you cleared that hurdle. And hey, look, and this is one last question, I guess. A lot of people, not to put pressure on you, but look at you as a reason why the Bills will be better on defense this year. Do you feel that? Do you appreciate that, you know, there's a little bit riding on your recovery and your ability to play this year?
I really don't try to worry about pressure too much. I know at the end of the day, if I do what I'm supposed to do, I know we have a good chance of being successful, but like I said earlier, whatever the coaches need me to do to get on the field and to help the team out, that's what I do.
Great. Thanks, Reggie.